Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Well, welcome back to Business Resolutions. My guest is Sister Rosemary Gonzalez of El Hogar Buen Pastor. And what I wanted to cover in the few minutes that we have left, in all businesses, you choose the name, you get the people, decide, you know, what your mission is, and you get support and all. But then you also have the transition of, you know, where it goes. Of course, you're a member of a religious order. But as you look forward in terms of you and your participation in this and of this of El Hogar, how do you see, you know, the future? Gulp. She takes a big gulp.
Yes.
The listeners, I don't know, could you hear that gulp, listeners?
Yeah. Well, you know, basically, I feel that it has continued to be a very much needed ministry, apostolate or however. And sad to say, it has grown. The need has grown. And so I definitely feel that it is something that needs to continue and needs to be looking for different ways to make it more possible for people to come out of addiction, which is not an easy thing. It's a very difficult thing for them to do, and more in the world that we live in today, where we're surrounded by drugs and it doesn't help for a person who wants to make a whole new life. So I understand that it still is a great need, and I think the challenge is to find different ways to be able to help each different person obtain that goal of breaking with the addiction. As for
your role in it, you personally are gonna stick this out to the end.
Yeah, I think so, unless the Lord calls me to do something else.
But your view and your religious order is that this is what you're going to continue doing.
Yes, they support me very much, and they know that this is a very great need here in Puerto Rico, and so they support me. But the reality is that I'm not getting younger, you know, so...
Well, the goal is not to get younger. The goal is to keep young.
Well, that's right. That's true.
At least in our thinking. So you have the challenge of the transition, you know.
That's right.
And you don't have it resolved yet.
No, it's something that I'm always... that I have been giving a lot of thought to and trying to see... how this could be done, and seeing if there are people who would like to join in this, you know, venture, and to give time to these people who are in so much need and can't do it on their own.
Right.
Can't do it on their own.
Well, what you know, you have a great board. You describe people from the banking industry and businesses and all. So you have a great board. You have businesses that are helping you, and hopefully we'll have more as you go forward. So I'm sure that we're going to work, and God's going to allow you to go and have this work. You know, this legacy. This great. Well, I want to congratulate you for your accomplishment, for your sacrifice. For this very arduous job that you do 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. I mean, people say sing the canso, but you literally, because sing the canso. I want to congratulate you. It's been a pleasure getting to know you better, and I look forward to having you back on the program as other developments take place in the future. So thank you for being with me.
Thank you for the opportunity.